Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. The hits keep coming. Senator Scott Wagner is a Republican candidate for governor to replace Tom Wolf. He's also a big-time business guy here in Pennsylvania. He joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Senator, welcome back. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing? Great day in Pennsylvania. It's Friday morning.
Absolutely. Now, before we get to some of the things specific overall to Pennsylvania, listeners that would be, I think, receptive to you, and I know they're receptive to you, particularly your business background, a lot of concerns around this tax plan that's coming down from the Trump administration about, and you are a real good guy to have on today, Scott, as a business guy, about wages going up if corporate America gets this tax relief, takes away some of this punishment. How would that work in your business? What's your thought process?
Well, Dom, there's something that's happening right now, and people don't realize we're under substantial wage pressure now. And the reason is that we have a skilled labor crisis in Pennsylvania. If you come to York, Pennsylvania, and you drive down I-83 or go across Route 30, in around the 8330 intersection, we have between my company, Penn Waste, has between 7 and 8 billboards that are up saying, Penn Waste, we're hiring. We're paying a $4,000 signing bonus right now for drivers and mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
So we're under wage pressure now. I constantly hear this, that wages are not going up. And listen, I don't agree with that. That's not what I'm seeing in my businesses. That's not what my friends and as I go around the state, that's not what we're seeing. But well, let's talk about the federal tax package. But at the end of the day, we have at a minimum probably 200,000 skilled labor positions open that we cannot find people. There's a machine shop in West Pittston, Pennsylvania, Don's Machine, which is up in Luzerne County. Don would hire easily 10 more machinists if he could find them. They would start out easily probably in the $60,000 range, okay? And a lot of times, I don't look at hourly wages. I look at W-2 annual earnings because a lot of times there's maybe some, a bonus in there, a safety bonus, other things. But you're talking at a minimum of $60,000 a year.
So is the argument is we don't have people that are matching their skills to what employers like you need?
Well, yes, absolutely. And, you know, what's interesting is that we have a trade school in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Thaddeus Stevens. Thaddeus Stevens graduated 380 students on the third week of May this year. When the employers came in recruiting for people to fill positions, they were looking for 900 positions, electricians, plumbers, carpenters, machinists, guys that can run CNC special laser-type equipment, laser cutters, that kind of stuff. And then there's maybe medical technician-type field. So just think about it, 900 positions open, 380 people available. It's supply and demand. You know, we have this incredible, there's a tidal wave, Dom, that I like to say has already started. I saw it 10 years ago. We have 10,000 people a day turning 65 for the next 20 years across this country. How many of those are blue-collar, trades, people that work in the trades? And there are a lot of them, and we don't have people coming in at the rate that are leaving. So there is huge wage pressure. You know, I've listened. I've got CNBC on this morning, and I listened to another candidate for governor on a Pittsburgh talk show this morning. It was taped a couple days ago. Listen, I'm not going to get myself all excited about what's going on in D.C. right now because we simply don't know. And until we get some actual details, we're running around speculating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more focused on running my business, solving the problems of Pennsylvania, getting people good-paying jobs, you know, dealing with the clean slate legislation that Senator Williams and I are trying to push.
What is clean slate legislation? What would that be?
Well, Senator Tony Williams, who's a Democrat from Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Just think about this, Dom. Scott Wagner, a Republican, and Senator Williams, a Democrat from Philadelphia, prime co-sponsored something called clean slate legislation. And what that would do, we believe there are 3 million Pennsylvanians that have nonviolent misdemeanor and felony convictions. And if you have a clean record for a period of 10 years, I mean, you could have been popped 20 years ago for possession of marijuana. And back then, you know, the laws, the sentencing was much greater, but you have that on your record. So you're trying to get a job somewhere, and there are a lot of companies that have an application, and on that application, it says, have you ever been convicted, pled no contest, or been charged with a criminal offense? It's either yes or no. And if you, it doesn't matter. We're going to, you know, we check that out. And, you know, in the private sector. But there are a lot of companies, if it's checked yes, the application doesn't go any farther at all because there's a policy in place. And so there are people that want to better their lives. It was a bad mistake when they were maybe in college or something, or, you know, whatever, in high school, and they were 18 years old. They want to do better. They want to improve their lives. So Senator Williams and I have introduced clean slate legislation that if you have a, you know, again, nonviolent, mm-hmm. and I want to be specific, nonviolent misdemeanor and felony, that and you have a clear 10-year record, your record would be sealed. So you will be able to go in to an employer and you will be able to check no on that box, okay?
Well, it doesn't surprise me. I know Tony Williams. We're friendly, and I know you a bit, so it doesn't surprise me the two of you would try to come up with something like that because it seems like a needed reform. Wanted to ask you one parting area, and we want to get your website, too, for the campaign. Malcolm Jenkins, I believe, and some others came to Harrisburg. He raises his fist in protest at Eagles games. Safety is a really good player. What's your takeaway from all this in the NFL right now, Senator?
Well, you know, if we're talking about the reason, you know, Malcolm Jenkins, Chris Long, and Torrey Smith came to visit with me at my office in Harrisburg, and, you know, Senator Williams stopped by. We had a great conversation. They're interested in the clean slate legislation. They're interested in allowing people to help better their lives. You know, if you're asking me a question about what's going on in the NFL and, you know, people kneeling or not standing and, you know, during the national anthem, you know, it's really unfortunate we've come to this place, you know, in our country. You know, as I talked to someone last night, I was in northern Pennsylvania, and listen, it's really sad. I'm not going to point fingers, but I think really 8 years, you know, of President Obama, you know, it's there. We relaxed our patriotism. We relaxed many things in this country. You know, I had an opportunity almost a year and a half ago to meet a specific veteran, and I don't want to mm-hmm. Exclude other veterans, but I have met veterans all over the state of Pennsylvania as I have been around the state for over 3 years. And you know, these are wonderful, wonderful people. When I run into Vietnam vets that came back that are now, you know, 72, 73, 74, and 75, that came back. One vet told me in Gettysburg this past Memorial Day how he walked down the street. I said, you know, so when did you serve in Vietnam? He told me the year, and he said, but when I came home, I walked down the street with my uniform. He said, I had someone walk up and spit in my face.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? I saw that. Here's a guy that's in his mid-70s. His eyes, tear, the tears welled up. And you know what? I felt so bad for him. And you know what? You know, I shook the guy's hand. It was a hard shake. You know, my left hand went onto his shoulder, and I said, you know what, thank you. Thank you for what you did. And, you know, these guys fought our war. They weren't fighting their own war. And so you got to think about, you know, honoring those people. But as I started to tell you, about a year and a half ago, I met a young man, Army Staff Sergeant Travis Mills. Travis was in Afghanistan. They had done a neighborhood sweep. And I guess they were sort of going at ease, and he mm-hmm. sat his knapsack down, and he sat it down on a, you know, plastic IED. It took off both arms and both legs. he's a quadriplegic. And I got to I saw a video of Travis. He ended up coming to York, Pennsylvania last August to present at our junior achievement event, and it was just incredible. And so, you know, he came down. I got to meet Travis. He started a nonprofit, the Travis Mills Foundation.
Right.
He's bought the old Elizabeth Arden Estate in New York. He's on the road 150 days a year speaking, and then he has vets. He at his facility up in Maine, Rome, Maine. Starting in April, he has vets, wounded vets and their families that come up at no cost and spend a week at his facility from April until October.
Right.
Families are coming in every week. Why wouldn't you stand? And I think maybe instead of beating on these guys, it's almost like we're using a whip, you know, we're using the whip instead of honey. You know, just ask them, please, would you consider standing?
All right, well, that is another option. Hey, Senator, thank you. Thanks for being so generous with your time. Would you give the website for your campaign?
The website is, these are all spelled out words, no numbers, but it's wagnerforgov.com. WAGNERFORGOV.com.
Thanks, hey. Senator. Thank you for joining us.
It's a great day in Pennsylvania. Thank you.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.